welcome to Off the Page, the podcast where we take the words off the page and into your ears. As always, this episode of Off the Page will contain pieces written by the members of the Creative Writing Society at the University of Nottingham. You can visit uncws.com to find out more about the society and to visit our blog to read even more pieces by the members. So once again, welcome to Off the Page. Hi everybody, welcome to Series 2, Episode 7 of Off the Page. I'm the host, Madeline Roach, and it's day 1001 of lockdown. It's been about 3 weeks. I'm trying to think what I've done during lockdown, other than obviously staying at home and protecting myself and my family in the NHS. I haven't really been that productive. I think I've just been hiding from my responsibilities. But one productive thing that we did was we had the UON Creative Showcase on the evening of Thursday the 9th of April. And this was a live event where creative people and creative societies from the University of Nottingham showed off their talents. There was a quiz. It was a lot of good fun. And we raised £340 for Nottingham Hospitals Charity. So well done, everybody. Thank you so much for everyone who tuned in and everyone who donated. I think you can still watch it and you might still be able to donate if you go to the UON Creative Writing Society Facebook page. It should be on there. So today we have two pieces for you. The first piece is by Matt Bird and the second piece is by me, Madeline Roach. So I hope you enjoy it. Let's go.
This is Off the Page.
So this piece was written in the Sci-Fi Lit Circle, and the task: on one sheet of paper you wrote the name of a new invention, and on the other sheet of paper you wrote what the invention does, and then we mixed them all up, and then you got a name of the invention and what it does, which weren't matched up, and then you had to write the advertising campaign for that new product. I should also point out that the politics referenced there are in no way endorsed by the Creative Writing Society, or even me, the author. It was just the prompts I was given. Coming to a realm near you, the Quantuminatorinator. Are you ready to take your political career to the next level? Just press the trademarked quantum button and point it at any person of your choice. If they are left-wing, our patented bell will go ding. If they are right wing, our patented bell will go ding, and then turn them into a life-sized jelly baby. Amuse your friends and feast on their jelly flesh. It's delicious. There's so much fun to be had with the Quantuminatorinator. Will it go ding or will you feast? Find out today. For a limited time, buy the middle ground add-on for half price. If they're Lib Dem, our patented bell will go ding and they will disappear, because who cares? They're Lib Dems. They should just get with the program and pick a side. Ding, yum, or meh. Find out today. Confused what you are? Point at yourself and find out. Ding? Yum for your friends? Or maybe no one will notice when you're gone. Buy now. Ding, yum, meh. The Quantuminatorinator.
This is Off the Page.
Again, it's actually characters that I wrote during a murder mystery. And this was in, my first year on committee, which was now 3 years ago. The theme of the murder mystery was like superheroes and supervillains. And I wrote these characters. The main character is Swift. She's a superhero. And Swift is in love with Fox, who is the jewelry thief that she is supposed to stop. This piece is actually, doesn't include Fox. It's called Blitzfield. You haven't changed, the hooded figure says as he drops down next to Swift. Seriously, even your suit is the same. Swift rolls her eyes under her mask and turns to look at the man who's just joined her on the rooftop. I'm a poor uni student, allow me. He laughs, deep and low, and it warms her from the inside out, reminds her of easier times. You really haven't changed. Still got that attitude. She wants to sulk, because that's what she used to do. But instead, she opens up her arms and falls into the man's chest. It's been a long time, Blitz. I actually missed you. Blitzfield hugs her hard against his chest, and she feels safe, small. She feels like that bratty teenager who found a home, a purpose, and a mentor when rebelling. She doesn't believe in higher powers. Too much shit happens in this world. Too much shit that she has to deal with and try and stop for a god to exist. But something brought her here, brought her into Blitz's care. She was sneaking out as usual, mad at her parents and herself and the world, a kid who thought she knew it all. She'd wander around town at the dead of night just because she could. She'd sneak into abandoned buildings just because she could. She'd climb onto rooftops and jump across them just because she could, even if she wasn't supposed to. Blitzfield caught her on the rooftop of a supermarket. She realised he was a superhero immediately. The mask, the suit, the dark hole around his eyes which were black and empty. She'd heard of superheroes. She didn't live under a rock. But she never thought she'd see one in the flesh. She hoped she wouldn't have to. Seeing a hero usually meant you were in trouble. And while she loved trouble, revelled in it, not like that. You're pretty good at that, Blitz had said, the wind seemingly pausing for his deep, commanding voice. At what? She replied. A small thought popped into her head. You should be careful. But she brushed it away with a bratty, obnoxious, complete disregard for everything that she was well known for. Leaping across buildings, I just saw you jump the width of a road. Oh yeah, she shrugged. That's just something I do. Born with it? Yeah, unless someone spiked my juice when I was a kid. The superhero paused. His mouth twisted below the mask. He adjusted the hood over his head before approaching her on the roof. What's your name? He asked. Me. I don't care. The hero cuts her off. You're now called Swift. Swift. The name sounds weird. Looked confused for a moment. The wind blew between them with quiet whispers. Then she burst out laughing. What the fuck are you on about? Attitude. The hero said, walking to the edge of the building. Swift followed dutifully. I can deal with an attitude. You're not going to be dealing with anything if you don't tell me what's going on, Swift yelled, her voice loud even though the wind blew most of the sound away. The hero leaned against the barrier around the edge of the roof. My name's Blitzfield. I'm a superhero. Swift can't help but let out a fake dramatic gasp. Really? I thought that was just your fashion. Or maybe you're just so ugly you have to wear a mask and a hood or you'll scare the kids off. Blitzfield sighed. Sarcastic too, huh? How old are you? Why do you want to know? Swift says, eyeing him warily. Blitzfield gives her a pointed look. I'm 16. That's old enough. For what? Swift yelled, and okay, she was feeling scared now. I'm still a minor and I'll take your ass to court if you even touch me. I swear to God, don't test me. I have anger management issues, or so my mum says, and I will beat you if you even try. Be my sidekick. Swift's rant ended abruptly. She stared at him, confused. What? Be my sidekick, Blitzfield repeated. I'm a superhero and I'm a good one, but I'm not going to stay young and fit for the rest of my life. I need to train someone to take my place when I can no longer fight and dive across buildings. And look at you, born with this amazing ability, you just need a place to apply it, a reason to apply it, and not just to be a brat, hey, to your parents. I can train you, and you can become a superhero. Swift laughs, her head resting against the warmth of Blitz's chest. Do you remember when you asked me to be your sidekick? Of course. He says it fondly, not like they spent hours and hours and days arguing because Swift was a brat with an authority problem. You looked so shocked when I asked you. I wish I had optical photographing powers like my friend Blink, just so I could see that face again. That shock and awe and wonder. And look at me now. Blitzfield pulls away to look down on the small superhero in his arms. And look at you now.
This is Off the Page.
So thank you for listening to this episode of Off the Page. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you want to know more about the Creative Writing Society, you can find us online. How this podcast works during lockdown is that if you would like a piece on the podcast, you need to record it and send it to me. I haven't really got that many pieces sent to me, so if I don't get more pieces, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to carry on with the podcast. I don't think people would like to just hear me reading the things that I write, like, for like 20 minutes every other week. I can't even write that fast because me writing, no thank you. So yeah, please record something and send it to me. I'll edit it for you and put it through to the podcast. So this might be the last episode. I'm not entirely sure. We shall see, but I hope you're all doing well. I hope that you are staying safe, staying sane, and yeah, look after yourself. Bye-bye. So that's the end of this episode of Off the Page. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed it. Check out the links in our description for our SU page, social medias, and the blog. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
Oh, there's a Matt Bird.
Ew, disgusting.
Disgusting.